This is Joe Rizzo, voice of the San Jose Giants. Now back to Weekends in the Park with Marty Lurie and Adam Copeland on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Well, he's got the great voice, doesn't he, Adam?
That's perfect.
Perfect. And he did a great job with Dave Fleming. They had him on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago when someone was on assignment. But bringing in the voice of the San Jose Giants, and that is Joe Rizzo. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Good. There's a rumor that you're in the car with Mike Hohler. Is that true?
That is true. We're driving out to Stockton for tonight's San Jose-Stockton ball game.
All right. Very good. Well, Mike always fills me in on what's going on as well in San Jose. So you guys do a great job. But, you know, things are popping. And, you know, sort of if you listen to the show a little bit on your drive, you know, these next 6 or 7 weeks are a big deal for the organization. And part of it, maybe trades, bring some new people in, the draft that just happened. But the big part are the guys that you got at San Jose because they're excelling right now. And, you know, that's part of what's going to happen here over the next couple of years. So I'm thrilled to have you on and just bring us up to date on what's going on there.
Yeah, the San Jose team is finally intact. There were such high expectations coming into the season in early April. Down in the South Bay, but then, of course, Joey Bart suffers the injury, gets hit by a pitch, breaks his hand, and then a week later, Elliot Ramos goes down with a knee injury, but fortunately, both are back now. They're healthy, and really, they've both picked up right where they left off. I mean, Joey, in his second at-bat, coming off the injured list, hadn't played in a month and a half, and he launches a home run to left, looking as good as ever. And Elliot Ramos as well hit a couple home runs in his first week. He's batting about .350 in 10 games or so worth of action since he's returned from his injury. So great to see both guys healthy again, performing. We've also added a couple of the top pitching prospects, guys that have come up from Augusta, Sean Jelly and Jake Wong, who were the two guys that were drafted right after Joey Bart last year. So there are four of the top 10 prospects right now in this organization that are playing in San Jose, and that's exciting. And we've got the All-Star break coming up in about a week, and then in the minor leagues, you start over. You're 0-0 at the beginning of the second half. So it's a San Jose team that looks poised to make a run here throughout the summer.
Well, the Giants went pretty heavy on bats in the draft last week, which to me sort of shines a light on the guys they took. You mentioned them, Sean Jelly and Jake Wong. Sean Jelly's made 3 starts now for the San Jose Giants. Can you give us a scouting report on him? He was a second rounder last year, 6'11", right? The tallest guy ever if he makes it to the big league. So how's he looked so far?
Yeah, he would match that major league record as the tallest player ever. 6'11", he is fun to watch. He is every bit that height. And for a guy at 6'11", he repeats his delivery very well, very sound mechanically. He actually fields his position quite well. It's fun to watch, and he's pounding the strike zone with sinkers right now. He's getting a lot of ground ball outs. It's about a 90 to 94 mile per hour sinker with a good curve, developing that changeup. I think that third pitch will obviously be key for him as he goes forward. And the California League, it's a great hitters league. I mean, especially in the summer, the weather is warming up. You get these smaller and then very windy ballparks. He will certainly be challenged. It's a big test for a guy in his first full professional season. But you mentioned, yeah, 3 starts so far. He's done very well initially here in San Jose, and I think has a very bright future. And given the fact, like you said, the Giants went heavy with position players on the draft this week, they're going to be counting on a Sean Jelly and a Jake Wong, who was the third-round pick last year, to hopefully move quickly through this system in the coming years.
The fact that he is so tall and throws a sinker that is 90 to 94 miles an hour, I mean, that's got to be leaving his hand at damn near 7 feet in the air and then maybe hitting the dirt by the time it gets to the batter?
Yeah, I mean, it creates a very nice advantage for him. It's just not a look that hitters see it very often. And so far, guys in the California League have had a real tough time with it. And, you know, he was drafted out of Kentucky. He was the SEC Pitcher of the Year. He's pitched in a lot of big games already in his life. And he still hasn't had a lot of professional experience. So it's going to be a little while before I think you see him up in the higher levels of the system and then hopefully one day in San Francisco. But but so far so good. And again, when you get a guy out there that's 6'11", it's a very different look, and it's a lot of fun to watch. He's doing well.
Boy, Joe Rizzo with us, the voice of the San Jose Giants, driving along the Stockton with our own Mike Holler. And Mike, I'm trying to stick to the brakes. Don't worry, you know. He goes through that with Gary all the time, yeah. I know. I respect your opinion, Joe, a lot, and you and I have talked over the years. You've seen so many great players come through San Jose. What's your personal take on these guys that are coming through? I think you talked about Jelly, maybe take a little bit more time. What's your personal take on what you see?
Well, it is exciting. I think, you know, the Giants farm system hasn't been as deep as they would like it to be in recent years, and that's been shown in the maybe the inability to be able to make some trades at the major league level to dig deep into their farm system. Hopefully that's changing with the draft last year and Bart and Jelly and Wong, and I know there's a lot of excitement with a lot of the players they took very early in the draft this year. So it is still a farm system that's trying to build itself back up and get back to where it was 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago, certainly. You know, I think back to all the winning that we experienced in San Jose. I mean, the San Jose Giants won 4 California League championships over a 6-year stretch from 2005 to 2010. And, of course, we all know what happened after that at the major league level with a lot of the same guys that were in San Jose winning titles with us first. And the winning has dried up in the California League with the San Jose team the last few seasons. But I think we're starting to see that turn a little bit now because of the players that we have. And I think with guys like Joey Bart and Elliot Ramos, they are absolutely as advertised. And while they're both in San Jose right now and each going through this Class A advanced level together, I think they are on different tracks in terms of getting up to the big leagues. You're going to see Joey Bart up there first, a little bit older, as a college guy. If he continues to perform well coming back off this injury, I see no reason why he can't jump on the fast track and get up to the big leagues sooner rather than later. While Elliot Ramos has been very good and was just named to the Cal League All-Star team yesterday, which is a great honor for a 19-year-old, it's important to remember that he is still just 19 years old. He's one of the youngest players in the Cal League. The Giants very rarely will push a teenager up to our level. So it's going to take a little bit longer for him. He may very well spend the entire season with the San Jose Giants and then make that big jump up to Double-A early next year. So it'll take a little bit longer, I think, for Elliot Ramos, but these are two guys that have the look right now of not only being big leaguers, but guys that have a chance to be impact players down the road at the highest level.
Boy, great report, Joe. Great report. You said something earlier about the split season. San Jose's finishing very strong, aren't they, in the first half?
They are about 17-11 now in our last 28 games. Kind of a little bit of a turnaround even before Bart and Ramos came back, and part of that was adding Jelly and Wong. You're bolstering your starting rotation. Jose Marte is a guy throwing 98 in our rotation right now. He's also just back from an injury, and then you put Ramos and Bart into the mix. And it's a team that really should do some damage. But, the first half ends a week from tomorrow. Season split into 270-game halves. Ramos and a couple of others will then play in the Cal League All-Star Game on the 18th. And then June 20th, you start fresh. It's a kind of a cool thing at the minor league level where after the All-Star break, everybody is 0-0 again. And they put this in place because there's so many roster changes for every team, seemingly, in the minor league. Guys get promoted, they get demoted, they get hurt. A team in July and August is often very different from the one in April and May. So San Jose is very hopeful that the second half will lead to perhaps a playoff run and a team that could really make some noise in the Cal League here late this summer.
Boy, great, great. Jake Wong tonight. So I'll look for your email in the morning getting the review of the game, and I appreciate you being on. You and Mike, have a good time in Stockton. Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me again, Marty.
All right, that is Joe Rizzo, the voice of the San Jose Giants.